Alaska Extension Almanac.
As our lawn greens up, there are a few things homeowners need to keep in mind when it comes to caring for your turf. Everyone likes a lush green lawn in the spring, and UNL Turfgrass Research Manager Matt Sosik says the dry summer and fall last year might mean you have some thin areas that need your attention. He talks about overseeding, watering, pre-emergence to keep the weeds down, and when you should start mowing.
All right, so there may be some questions coming into our lawns this new year. Last fall we had a pretty dry, dry summer and fall. There might be some areas in your lawn where it's thin. In the fall of last year or the summer, if you did not have irrigation system and let's say your lawn went totally dormant and it's bluegrass, most likely that lawn is gonna be okay. But if you had a tall fescue lawn and it went completely dormant, odds are that grass is not gonna be coming back. Lawns have started to green up here and there, depending on what type of grass you have. So looking at that area, knowing if you have tall fescue or bluegrass, if it hasn't come back yet, we're probably gonna wanna take steps and do some seeding, especially if it is tall fescue. A lot of people know that tall fescue is a good water-saving grass, and it is. It requires less water, but when we have a drought, let's say last winter into the summer, that grass does still need water and we don't get it for long periods of time. It doesn't go dormant, it actually dies. So there's something to think about there when you're choosing some grasses depending on if you have an irrigation system or not. So when we come into the spring and we have a thin area, we want to be careful when we're putting pre-emergence down. If we're going to seed into that area, there are some other products. Scotts makes one that has mesotrione in it, and that would be a good one for the areas that we're seeding. And other areas that we're not seeding, pre-emergent is still fine unless we're going to be doing overseeding in that area. We want to stay away from the pre-emergent herbicides. Also with spring, people get anxious to get outside and, you know, start mowing or start watering. Now would be a good time if your lawn has greened up a little bit, you have, let's say, leaves and stuff like that, just to give it a light rake or even a mow with it higher up. There's no need to really scalp it down. We should be to that point to where we can start doing a little bit of maintenance on that grass and maybe the first mowing or second mowing, depending on what you have and your situation with shade and heat off the streets or if it's out in an acreage. Along with that, if we stay in this dry or these drier times where we're not getting consistent rains, just kind of go out there and, you know, maybe stick a screwdriver in the soil and see if it's wet. If it is dry and hard to get it in there, that's one indication where we might need to do a little bit of supplemental watering if we have our irrigation system turned on. Along with that, fertilizer. A lot of times we say do not put fertilizer on in the spring, and that's basically because we have such a flush of growth in May that we don't need that fertilizer that far or that early in the season. So we typically say to hold off till late May or June to fertilize our lawns. But if we did have a thinner area or a weak lawn going into the winter, coming out of the spring, now would be a good time to use a fertilizer with phosphorus in it to help promote thickening that lawn and filling in those bare areas.
So it's a good time to check out your turf for any thin spots or any weeds that might be trying to take over. As Matt said, go easy on the fertilizer this time of year, and don't apply pre-emergence if you're overseeding the thin areas of your turf. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.